it's really, really tough. And then, you know, for me, my interest rate goes up this fall. And so this is all just like piling onto it. So I would just ask that you guys would reconsider. That's all I'm asking.
Please understand.
To reevaluate it, that would be great.
Please understand that I lowered the index because you're saying, why doesn't the assessor do these things? I did. I did lower it. But again, with your whole
28% whatever, but you were, increase.
You were not correctly assessed in the past.
Yeah, that we've had valuations go up across the county. So I don't know what's – does anybody have a motion on this one? Is there –
I mean, Jerry, do you feel like that? I just like a little more discussion. Do you feel like that's valued correctly?
Well, it's valued at less than what he feels he could sell it for.
Mm-hmm. I'm the cheapest house in the subdivision. So I can tell you that.
Sure. Yeah, that CID district has caused a lot. People out there in that area are paying a lot. Do we have any?
Well, he's correct, and I did say he's one of the least expensive houses in that subdivision, but again, that's reflected in our value. And what we have down for your house itself is, what's 354,670, and then your lot, I think, is at 49, which is low in that area. So,
I mean, Trey,
you've been discounted.
Unless he has some comps to show otherwise.
Yeah, Trey, I mean, if you want to get with a realtor or broker or somebody and they want to give us a broker price opinion, or you got comps or something like that can show that it's overvalued, I mean, we could try to help you in that way. If you think that something's been measured wrong, those kinds of things, or you've got things that are being plugged in by the assessor that are not supposed to be, I mean, you can go through Beacon and look at that. I mean, we can give you the option to table to try to look at some of those things. But we really need to have more in front of us, at least from what we're here talking on the board, in order to try to drop your value. The percentage increase is unfortunate, and the economics, your personal economics, are just not something that they allow us to consider as a board.
Well, who's all on the board? Can I ask that?
Sure. We have a realtor, Jerry Moore, myself, David Akers. I'm an attorney. We have a business owner here in the community, owns five different businesses. His name is Jesse Martinowski. Mm-hmm. And we're all just citizen members appointed by the Taney County Commission. So we are just doing this. We're not elected or anything like that. We're not for or against the assessor. We are simply here to try to determine value, and there are certain things we can do and can't do, and that's what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to have more. Like to know more about the evaluation that the assessor is using and the formulas and the software, because I know you're saying we've been undervalued, but compared to what?
The entire county, the state tax commission is coming down on several counties about not coming up to value.
Money grab for the state. That's all this is. I mean, we're overtaxed. We live in one of the most taxed areas already as it is.
Yeah, I know it's been frustrating for a lot of people, and I'm not excited about more taxes or higher taxes. I mean, none of us on the board are, but we're just up here, like I said, trying to do a job making sure you're not being overvalued. If you want more time to look at some things, we'll be happy to give that to you and table this and set you on another day this month.
Yeah, let's do that.
And can he send whatever he finds in?
Yeah, and please, if you find anything, comps, broker opinion, anything like that, send it in here beforehand so that we can look at it. What day would be?
We'll have to do the 29th.
We'll have to do the 29th at this point? Okay. All right, and that's in the morning? Yeah, okay. We're going to do 7:29 at 9 o'clock. Okay, as to BOE 435, I'd make a motion we table until 7:29 at 9.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right, Trey, we'll talk to you then.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, on the next one here, did we give the 75-25 to the co-owned property?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, and that was the DJ 110. So we needed, and we told him we were going to table 111, I believe.
Yeah, we got that.
Okay.
On the next day.
So what?
Wasn't that the one where we ran the partnerships and they were separate?
No, that was a different one.
It was?
That was the one where they had bought all the properties together. You're talking about the...
Where we had the Attorney General or Secretary of State.
Something like that, yeah. No, they just told us on these. One of them is, I think, BOE 111 is wholly owned by somebody, and then 110 was a 50-50 split, and we made a decision on that before we knew about 111.
Well, what it was is he's getting his mail at the same address as DJ.
Right.
And that was the question.
Okay. All right, let me call.
There's a valuation on...
Okay, I'm sorry. We gave 25 to 75 on...
DJ.
Yeah, on DJ. And that's the one that has two... two people to know.
Right. That is the one where we got the copies I showed you for the Secretary of State, and they are owned by different people.
Yes.
We just get using the same address.
He owns a percentage, 50%.
But DJJJEP, I think there's only one owner, I believe. That's what they need.
I wasn't here for those.
I think they... Is that what he said?
I might be.
Yeah. Well, is that what he said, or did he say they were both co-owned? I don't know.
One was owned... solely by one person.
That's got to be 111, I think. Anyway, we'll call. Dan, this is David Akers with Taney County BOE.
Yeah.
We got you scheduled for this afternoon. We'll see if we could take you up early. Listen, I think, and just I want to clarify, I want to make sure that I understand, on DJ, before we knew about this other property that was, I guess, they got a joint ownership on, we had made a ruling on, so we may need to modify that, but I'm going to talk to you about that and see what we need to do.
Okay.
On DJ, that's the one you own 50-50 with somebody else?
Correct.
And then DJJEP is just solely owned, or is that also a partnership?
That is solely owned by the other party.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I don't have
the ownership of that. All right. And that other party isn't around. They didn't do this appeal? Or are they... Well, in other words, what I'm asking is...
I think they have another appeal going for their... Because they only have one...
Right.
They only had one property left under their name in that LLC.
Okay.
They had another appeal going that was separate.
Right. On
I understood that.
All right. Well, the phone number on here... Well, I guess it is a different number. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's what we would be doing with... you would still get that classification because on DJ, this is the only one you have. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. But the other person who has DJJEP, their interest in that property, which you co-own, would be commercial, assuming that they take their discount on the other one. In other words, their 25-75 on their solely owned property. And how that would work is simple. 50% of it would be commercial, which is going to change the overall valuation of the property so that your 50% still gets that 25-75. And it comes out to 62.5 commercial and 37.5 residential on DJ. So that gives you the benefit of that 25-75 ruling for your 50% of that property.
Okay.
It may sound a little confusing, but I can give you that basically their 50%.
So you're just prorating the discount to accommodate. You're still giving a discount on both properties. You're just not giving as big of a discount on the one that I, the only one that I have my name on.
Well, no.
Getting as you're getting a discount overall.
I know it sounds like that, but that's not accurate because his 50%, I mean, how you guys divide it up as far as who pays the taxes is going to be up to you, but I'm just telling you how we're calculating this, and that is his 50% would be 100% commercial, whereas your 50% would be 25-75. So, okay. So 25% of 50% is 12.5. You add that, that's the commercial, you add it on, it's 62.5. And it's 37. So you should pay less in taxes on that property than he should, but you guys, that's between you guys, okay? But that's how we would do it. Okay. So I guess what I'm saying is as to DJ, I'm gonna make a motion to modify our previous decision to classify it as mixed use with 62.5% commercial and 37.5% residential.
Second.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, okay. So that gives him the benefit and you the benefit of that because for your 50% of that ownership of that. And then his other property, we're gonna give him that discount, the 25.75. And so he's just getting taxed on his half at 100% commercial of this property. Okay?
All right.
Fair enough?
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, I think that's fair. So appreciate you giving me the benefit of having my name on the property. So
sure.
Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. And then I'll call DJDP.
Please leave your message for 309-303-4461.
Yes, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have you scheduled for this afternoon, but we were trying to take you up early. I'll try back here in a bit. Thank you. Let's go on to BOE 403. Looks like, is this... another Branson.
Value classification and discrimination.
Okay, this
Branson
is
Cove.
This is another Branson Cove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is not a nightly rental, or
it
is?
It would be, yes.
Okay, well, it's probably it's all encompassed. All right. This is David Akers at Taney County Board of Equalization. We've got you scheduled for this afternoon, but we'd like to take you up early if we can. So if you see us, call back in. I appreciate it if you could take our call. We'll try back shortly. Thank you. Okay, and on BOE 400, have you had any other conversation with them or confirmed? That's not Mr. Ingram's. He tried to call me a minute ago, and so I told him that you had already reached an agreement, but he hadn't confirmed that with his client. So I guess.
Right. So that's the one you said for Mike and Marilyn Mahoney?
Hannah.
Greg and Melissa Hannah.
Or Remus Road.
Well, excuse me. Never mind. That one's not. I guess it was already.
This is evaluation.
Oh, that's a different one. Okay. So the other one that Mr. Ingram had, is it off the docket now? Is it done?
They have to stay on the docket so that you can approve the change back to what it was.
He sent in a letter yesterday
and
request for it to be rescheduled.
Okay. Yeah, I he did. Right. Well, if in fact it's been agreed that it's going to go back, we could probably just
anyway, I could do it without him even being here, I guess, but
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'll let him know.
Okay, yeah, it'll be the same as it was in 24.
All right.
So you can just say set it back to the way it was done in 24, and then it will be moved through the system.
Okay.